wilderness is to prove you. To instruct you, that next verse says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed you with manna. You see, manna was always an indication of the wilderness because it was just enough. None left over. You couldn't keep manna the next day. It'd be full of worms. You had to gather it early. You had to cook it early. You had to eat it. You couldn't keep it. You couldn't store it away. So you had to trust God for manna every day. And see, sometimes you may even get tired of manna. Only so many ways you can cook certain foods. You understand what I mean? So you're dealing with all this stuff. But God says it's to prove you. He suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither your fathers, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. In other words, we learn to live by this, not by our feelings, not by our inclinations. What does the word say about it? This is our guide, our instruction manual. I declare if you'll obey it, even when you don't feel it, but you will obey because you know in your heart this is God's will, this is God's purpose, to forgive, to not harbor resentment, to not be critical in your spirit. Or judgmental. See, a lot of people think they had that gift. The gift to judge. But the Lord said, who made you a judge of another man's servant? Who are you to judge another man's servant? He stands or falls before God. You don't know the whole story. But God knows. So see, that's why he says we don't judge. In other words, we don't condemn. You don't know that drug addict that you snarled at driving by. You don't know that man may get saved one day and become a great evangelist. May have a business where he has to hire you. You never know. God knows. Amen? So this is the reason for your wilderness. But now all the ingredients, the five ingredients, are in the wilderness. See, there's a choice you have to make, or choices you have to make in your wilderness. I can get passive, lazy, idle, bad attitude, indifferent because I'm in the wilderness. I want you to think about the wilderness a moment. They had to trust God every moment. There was no convenience store. The clothes they had didn't wax old on them for 40 years. Same pair of shoes, 40 years. Wasn't no new fashions, wasn't none of that. Just in the wilderness. See, there's a whole lot of stuff you can take on in the wilderness. And the first generation of Israelites, they did just that. And they never entered in. They missed the fact that the anointing oil ingredients were all around them. One of them, I'll just give you a couple of them and then we're going to close up. But one of them is called cassia, which is, it can be described as kindness. Amen. See, in the wilderness, a lot of folk ain't kind. Amen. See, the Bible says that love suffers long, and while it's suffering, boy got quiet in the back, everybody say nothing. I said, y'all know that verse, but everybody hums the word. I know. Love suffers long and is while it's. Come on, see, the wilderness is to prove you. To see. God says, I gotta see. God has a right to prove you first. We want all this mega. We want all this. God says, well, I got to prove you first. I got to see if you'll handle this in a wilderness before I put you up over people, before I give you great influence. Can you be kind to people when you don't feel like being kind? Can you be a person of principle, amen, when you're dealing with people that have no principle? Come on, all this has to do with your wilderness. Because see, it's in that wilderness that you got to find the kindness, the goodness, the faith, the patience. Those five ingredients represent five different fruit. You can only find them in the wilderness. In other words, let me say it this way. You can only find these things when you're going through. When everything's well, you're not going to find them. Because everything's well. But when everything is opposing you, that's when you got to search for them. Where's that Cassie at? Oh, there it is right there. Get that. Instead of getting angry and going off the deep end with folk, you got you some Cassie. No, I got the ingredients. No, you're not keeping me from my holy of holies. You're not keeping me from my promised land. You can say what you will or may. Do whatever you want to do. You're not going to do right by me anyway, but I'm going to do right by you. Why? Because I'm saved. Because I love God. Amen. I'm obedient to God. That's the only reason. Amen. You know what? But what? You got the cassia. You got the ingredients. You have the you have the ingredients for the anointing oil where your circumstances and people cannot keep you out from behind the veil. Everybody can do well when everything is well. But God watches you when he's allowed, when he has allowed. Forget about the ghosts of your past. You are right here not because of what you did well, not because of what you did wrong, not because of any of that. You're here because God brought you to where you are right now. With opportunity to serve him, to become everything that he's desired for you to become. Tell somebody, forget those things behind you. Mistakes, mess ups, mishaps, forget them. Paul said, forgetting those things behind and pressing toward the mark for the prize. In the meantime, where are your ingredients? And sometimes right in the midst of your trial, even when you're not feeling it, God will place somebody that you ain't feeling and speak to you to do kindness to them. And you ain't feeling that either. You ain't feeling none of that. But he's watching you. He's saying, remember what the wilderness is for, to humble you. To prove you, I've caused you to hunger. Now show me that you qualify to be set up in the place that you've been desiring. All the ingredients for the behind the veil are in your wildernesses. We have to be those that can rise above living by our feelings alone. You know, we all can do well when we feel, you know, when we feel it. What about when you're not feeling it? What law is governing your life when you ain't feeling it? Do you get that short with your patience? Well, what if God sends somebody to you that needs to pluck a piece of fruit called patience from you, and they are teetering and tottering between entering the kingdom, and they come looking for fruit, and you ain't got none? Can God trust you? Sometimes we want everybody to come, you know, and fit like a glove, but there'll be a whole lot of folk don't fit. I said, they're not going to fit. We're going to have to fit them. How is that going to be? Everybody's going to have patience. Everybody's going to have to love some that may be unlovable. Y'all remember my story? Y'all remember my story? I went through that once on a deep level. That young lady, y'all know the story. She slapped me. Scared what devil was in me out of me. And she wasn't but about this tall, but had a reputation. She broke people's arms, threw people around rooms. Demons were in there. And I was ready, hey, I could be another job. I don't need this job. I didn't sign up for this here. But God said, no, I'm going to show you something. How powerful his love is. I went back the next day and kept going back. When I came in there, and that she was about 30 or so then. This was a long time ago. She had, for the first time, actually combed her, what hair she had, she combed it, had put on a dress, had showered. It was a different person. But it was the love of God. You know what I mean? It wasn't me laying hands on, come out of her! God told me before I got that job, he said, no, I don't want you casting that. I don't want you doing that. I'm going to show you something here. I want you to learn something. And that young lady got delivered. First time in almost 3 weeks that she ate. How a demonic spirit can keep you like that, I don't know. She would refuse it. But that day, she sat at that table across from me with a little a big old spoon and a bowl of soup, just eating away, looking at me, let me know, I'm eating. I thought, Lord, look at you. Now, had I not had gathered some ingredients. See, you are well labeled. And we have to understand this. God's going to stretch some of us this year. Some of our business is going to go off the chain. Come on, they're going to just, and it's going to stretch you to stay principled. To keep doing it well. To keep honoring God with it. Let me get this last verse for you because I know the hour is late. Y'all done praised up all my time. So that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's a good thing because no more shackles, no more chains. That's the main thing. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. That's the main thing that we do, right? The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. As long as God touched you today, that's the main thing. Amen. Do we get this? All your ingredients.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.